1, 2, 3, testing, 1. Well, this is another in a series of historical tapes that is sponsored by the Michigan Supreme Court Historical Society. It's it's November 13th. Focus today is on former Justice James L. Ryan. With him is Roger Lane, representing the Historical Society, and we're sitting in the chambers of Justice Ryan, who's now a judge on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals of the United States. Now, Justice Ryan, I would like to start by asking you about your early family and professional background. Right from ground zero. Now, you were born in Detroit and grew up there.
Yes, yes.
What kind of a family setting did you grow up in? How many kids were there in your family?
There were just two of us. I have a sister who's about 5 years younger, whose name is Joan Fitzgerald, lives in just outside of Washington, D.C. We were born both and raised in the west side of Detroit, attended the parochial schools, St. Francis de Sales, and then I off to Catholic Central High School, and it was automatic in those days, at least in my family, that if one got to college at all, if you were an Irish Catholic, you went to U of D, period. There were no other options, unless you were rich, in which case you went to Notre Dame, and we weren't.
What did your dad do?
Well, he worked in this building. We're in what used to be called the Federal Building and now called the United States Courthouse here at Fort Street and Washington Boulevard in Detroit. And he worked in the post office. I remember stories when I was very small about my dad being the only one in his family of five brothers and sisters, or six, who was working during the Depression. And I have a vague memory of taking baskets of food over to my paternal grandfather's house to take care of everybody, because my dad worked for the federal government. But I have a snapshot at home, which, of course, I've had for more than 50 years, which is a picture of my dad standing on the sidewalk out in front of this building when the building was open about 6 months in 1933. And the snapshot is taken of him watching a fire across Fort Street. What was burning, I don't know, but I must say, almost every time I come into this building, I've been here 5 years now, I somehow seem to be conscious of the fact that my dad was working here when I was born.
This very pile of rocks?
Yep, this pile of rocks downstairs in the first floor, sorting mail and servicing the public through those windows in what now is the lobby of the U.S. Courthouse. But we had a parochial, in quotes, upbringing, I think. The community, when I was a kid in the 30s and the early 40s on the west side of Detroit, was the parish and the neighborhood. Didn't seem to be very many Catholics in our neighborhood, and so there was kind of a dual community, the neighborhood and the parish activities. And my world was fairly tightly confined. When I said to my mother and dad that I wanted to go to Catholic Central High School, I don't know what could have gone through their heads, but they couldn't understand why, since we had a high school in the parish and there were good public schools nearby, Cooley High School. But I had watched Catholic Central play football. They were a high school power in those days, and I wish I could say I was mesmerized by the academic opportunity, but I was mesmerized by the power of the football team. So I was one of three kids who didn't remain at St. Francis de Sales grade school for high school, but instead, while the other two went elsewhere, I went, took a bus and a streetcar every day for 4 years to Catholic Central, which was probably the most significant decision ever made in my life. Because even today, the close core of close personal friends, or rather the core of close personal friends, I have, Mary and I have, are, for the most part, fellows I have known and been close to since we were in high school, Catholic Central.
Was the was Catholic Central, did it draw from the entire city?
Yes, it did. Drew heavily from the Near East Side, from the Hamtramck area. I had come from what then was the Far West Side, but it was, there were only three parochial or Catholic boys high schools in town at the time, U of D High, De La Salle, and Catholic Central. Now there are, I suppose, nearly a dozen.
Were you taught in grade school and then again in high school by nuns or clerics of one form or another?